Deuteronomy chapter 8. All the commandments which I command you this day you shall observe to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord Jehovah swore to your forefathers. And you shall remember all the way which the Lord Jehovah your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and to prove you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you, and allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna which you did not know, neither did your forefathers know, that he might cause you to know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord Jehovah. Your clothing did not grow old upon you, neither did your foot swell these 40 years. You shall also consider in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord Jehovah, your God, disciplines you. Therefore you shall keep the commandments of the Lord Jehovah your God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. Because the Lord Jehovah your God brings you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you shall eat bread without scarceness, you shall not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you may dig brass. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord, Jehovah, your God, for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you not forget the Lord Jehovah your God, in not keeping his commandments, and his judgments, and his laws, which I command you this day. Lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built nice houses and lived in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart will be lifted up, and you will forget the Lord Jehovah, your God, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness in which were fiery snakes and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought you forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your forefathers never knew, that he might humble you, and that he might prove you to do you good at your latter end. And you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has caused me to obtain this wealth. But you shall remember the Lord Jehovah your God, because it is he who gives you power to obtain wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your forefathers as it is this day. And it shall be, if you do at all forget the Lord Jehovah your God, and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord Jehovah destroyed before your face, so shall you perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord Jehovah your God.